Hello and welcome to Holistic Mental Health and Healing with Dr. Tyler Woods, PhD. Please remember this show does not diagnose illness or prescribe treatments. Please see your primary care physician for such needs. Now let's take the holistic journey with Dr. Tyler Woods.
Hi, this is Tyler Woods, and welcome to the show. You know, I recently posted on a social media platform that we all have an emotional immune system, and quite a few people wrote or texted and stated, is there really an emotional immune system? And I said, yeah, of course, because emotions are part of who we are. They are there for better or for worse. And we all have this emotional immune system, which is basically it's a psychological mechanism to help keep us resilient. And if we understand what it is, it can strengthen us to make us better people, and it can also make us stronger, both physically, spiritually, all because mentally we took care of our emotional immune system. Okay, emotional immune system is the foundation of emotional resilience. You see, this immune system is not just about having negative thoughts. It's about learning to observe them and learning to live with them. You know, I recently spoke out about suicide. A completed suicide is a completed depletion of someone's emotional immune system. And I think it's important that we begin to recognize this wonderful, powerful system called the emotional immune system, because we underestimate our ability to weather emotional storms. Now, we need to remember a few things about the emotional immune system. And the first one is mood affects our immune system. And when I should say immune systems, and I say systems because, for instance, if we have an emotional feeling, let's call it anger, it affects the physical immune system. We tend to have high blood pressure, skin problems, and heart attacks. Now, if we experience something that is emotional, such as anxiety, it affects our physical symptoms, such as diabetes, heart disease, respiratory issues, and they say it even harms our thyroid system. And when we feel guilty, our physical symptoms, our physical immune system, will have difficulties with sleep and digestion and muscle tension. And if we have depression, then our spiritual immune system gets affected. So I have to tell you, speaking of our physical and emotional immune systems, did you know that 1 minute of anger will weaken the immune system for up to 5 hours? 5 hours for 1 minute of being angry. Imagine being angry for an hour or all day, or even worse, for years. And not to worry, because just like vitamin C can help strengthen the physical immune system, 1 minute of laughter can actually strengthen that system for up to 24 hours. Now, I say that's a pretty good antidote for anger. No, and I need to emphasize this, because a lot of people get uptight when you talk too much about positive and laughter, but laughter is not toxic. There is no such thing as being too toxic, of being too optimistic or too much laughter. So be positive. Laugh. Let them think it's toxic. It's okay. That belongs to them. Because really, none of these things are toxic for you. So build your emotional immune system and laugh and be positive. We need to build our emotional immune system because it can cause what is known as inflammation of the emotions or emotional inflammation. See, here's the thing. I am a celiac. I'm celiac. I can't eat gluten or else my joints get inflamed, my intestines get inflamed, and I become really uncomfortable. And actually, I get very, very sick. So it's the same with emotions. We can get them inflamed with things like anger and guilt or shame, resentment, worry, stress. All these things would be like me eating bread and spaghetti, pastries. Those things make me sick, just like and cause inflammation, just like shame and anger and guilt. So we move slower because perhaps we're lacking sleep, or we're getting more irritable than normal, or we feel low levels of energy, and we start feeling more helpless and withdrawn. This is what happens when our emotions are inflamed and we don't take care of them. And then we start seeing the depletion of the emotional immune system. You know, I get it. We live in a world where there's a lot of emotional landmines, such as war and politics, gun violence, dividedness, financial issues, crime, relationship problems, and your cortisol is cascading like Niagara Falls. And ibuprofen isn't going to stop this kind of inflammation. But there are things you can do to reduce the inflammation of your emotions and build on that wonderful, powerful emotional immune system that we all have. I think the first thing we should look at is the word, I was triggered. Now, triggers deplete our emotional immune system and clearly affects our emotional inflammation because triggers happen. However, if we are triggered, which a trigger is about memories or experiences that created a very powerful emotion in the past, but all you have to do is just breathe and tell yourself, you're right here, right now, and you're safe. Come on out of that past. Step into the now. Another thing that helps is to examine and try to change and shift the beliefs that you've carried around your family or the society or school or job and reprogram those negative beliefs so you aren't triggered. Now, if you are easily triggered and you're triggered a lot, then your emotional immune system is clearly depleted, and counseling could be a really wonderful and powerful option. Another way to build the emotional immune system is try not to be perfect. I see it way too often of people not achieving perfection, so they become despondent and depressed and angry at themselves. What we need to realize is we are enough. In all that we say and we do, we're enough. We need to realize is our imperfections are beautiful. We have been told from the beginning to be perfect. Get perfect grades. Do this, do that. Basically, we've been brainwashed to work towards perfection. And I have to tell you, it steals our joy. See, I'm a huge advocate of being the best we can, and that is not perfect. So why not embrace your mistakes? You know, when I was working in the suicide field, and that's what I did. I ate, drank, and breathed completed suicides. This one man came up to me and said, my son was homeschooled, and I taught him everything. And he said, I think I taught him how to be perfect. And what I forgot to teach him was that it's okay to make mistakes. And that story will always be embedded in my mind. So try not to stuff your emotions. And I understand that it's a habit we created. However, this shuts your emotions down. It's healthy to feel them. What is not okay is to allow it to deplete you. If an emotion comes up and you notice it's inflaming or depleting you, then sit with it for a few. Just know it's going to pass because here's the thing. Our emotions are impermanent and they eventually subside. They are also motivators. So find appropriate ways with peace and compassion and love for yourself to free yourself of these emotions. Stuffing emotions is like having an emotional clogged artery and like having an emotional stroke or something. So find a way to safely release and clear it. Now, you all know I believe in mindfulness and staying in the moment. And I think it's one of the most important ways to regulate our emotional immune system. When we stay in the moment, it allows us time to work on love and patience and compassion for ourselves as well as others. It also gives us the opportunity to self-observe, to practice self-understanding and insight. Here's the thing. Let's say an emotion arises. Okay, just pause for a moment. Allow yourself to bring awareness to your thoughts and reactions. This is all part of mindfulness. And another part of mindfulness, well, practice some form of meditation. Try not to let your emotions hold you hostage. It's so important to help calm and heal emotional inflammation, to build resiliency, to strengthen your emotional immune system. And I think with meditation, we can experience this positive energy of each emotion. It also allows us to listen to what our emotions are saying and reduce the inflammation of our emotional immune system. So go ahead, feel it, learn from it, release it, and boost that wonderful emotional immune system that you all have. For now, this is Tyler Woods saying, please, walk in peace.